Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Do appreciate that. Bands on the Beach getting underway in less than an hour for right now. The Astronauts on the Casino Pavilion stage. Bring along that cooler and your beach chair. Just leave the pets and glass at home on that one. Let's go ahead and dive into the top three stories that might affect you this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Governor DeSantis wants UWF to return a woke $800,000 federal grant to train teachers. DeSantis said on Monday, no Florida college or university should be focused on social justice or woke ideology over a classroom education. The investigation uncovered UWF's activity engaged in training math and science teachers on how to promote social justice and cultural responsiveness in local classrooms. UWF officials are looking into those grants.
And apartments are once again being planned for the Hawkshaw property in downtown Pensacola. That's the second of your top three stories this afternoon. At Monday's Community Redevelopment Agency board meeting, members voted to approve the 2017 development agreement for the 2.2-acre block across Romana Street from Admiral Mason Park and Veterans Memorial Park. Unlike previous versions of the agreement, the city now has a buyback clause if the project fails to move forward.
Okay, and now number three, veterans, active duty military service members, and their dependents will find it easier to enroll in classes at Pensacola State College. PSC opened its new Veteran and Military Family Service Center on Monday. The center will serve as a full-service provider for veterans and military-affiliated students. PSC President Ed Meadows says the college has been designated as a military-friendly college for over 15 years and was selected as a military spouse-friendly college just this year. 6:15. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Yeah, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there this afternoon and evening. And please continue to do so because it's 76 degrees, low of 70 tonight. But we're going to see increasing rainfall chances throughout this evening that will bleed into your Wednesday and next several days. Wednesday's high is 80 with a low of 69.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right. A Florida man severely injured by a defective airbag has been awarded millions of dollars. Christian Goodwin has more on the story.
Attorneys for Jose Hernandez say an accident he had while driving his 2005 Honda Civic in Miami in 2020 should have caused only minor injuries. But when the car's airbag inflator improperly exploded, a piece of metal shrapnel that was several inches long went into his right arm. Hernandez suing Takata Airbag Tort Compensation Trust Fund, which was created after mass recalls in the company's bankruptcy. A jury awarding him $3 million. According to regulators, the airbag company used ammonium nitrate to inflate the bags in a crash, but the chemical breaks down over time when exposed to high heat, leading to more severe explosions that can break apart a metal canister and send shrapnel flying. Those airbags linked to at least 28 deaths in the U.S. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, a bear is suspected of mauling an 89-year-old Florida man and his dog to death. Gary Baumgarten has the details.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission says they were attacked on the man's property near Everglades City. Wildlife Commission officers scoured the remote area of Collier County for hours in search of the bear. Shots were then heard fired, and wildlife officers were seen pulling a dead bear from the nearby woods. If DNA testing confirms a bear killed them, it would be Florida's first recorded fatal bear attack. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Okay, according to FWC records, the last 15 cases involving physical contact between a person and a bear in Florida involved dogs. I mentioned to you last hour, we live in a neighborhood in Gulf Breeze where the bears are frequent visitors.
Yeah.
And you got to make sure your dogs are locked up. If they're running wild, between 2006 and February 2025, there were 42 bear attacks in Florida. Of those cases, 28 involved dogs. FWC recommends securing your garbage, pet food, as well as walking dogs on a very, let me kind of use this as an operative word, on a very short leash.
Yeah.
Keep them close.
You know, a lot
especially
of us
if you got Yorkies.
A lot of us people know to stay away from bears, but a lot of dogs don't. So.
They don't realize their size.
Yeah, exactly. So just absolutely keep the short leash mindset holstered. And legislation is on the way to Governor DeSantis' desk that will ban cell phones for the entire school day for elementary and middle school students. Once the bill is signed, it would go into effect for the next school year. And, of course, we were already aware of this. But now we've got some local input on the matter. Escambia County School Superintendent Keith Leonard says that he believes the new law will improve student behavior and mental health, at least once they've gotten past the initial withdrawals. Some parents, meanwhile, have expressed concern about their children not having access to call them in case of an emergency.
Yeah, Keith Leonard had this to say.
It'll be real important that we've communicated not just to our students, but also to their parents what's going to be the correct way to communicate with each other moving forward.
Going to be very interesting.
Yes.
Very, very interesting. As of today, this afternoon, 1,300 fires have burned in the state with a total burned area 57,000 acres. Now, today, the number of wildfires burning jumping to 102, burning 3,300 acres in Florida. There are 23 counties under burn bans, almost one-third of the state's 67 counties. No Northwest Florida counties are involved in the current burn ban roster.
And the real ID deadline is tomorrow. Trump administration says all states will need to comply by the May 7th deadline. Real ID is an enhanced security driver's license that will be needed to board any domestic airline flight in lieu of a passport. And some states are complaining of long lines at the DMV. Starting tomorrow, you'll also need a Real ID compliant license to get on board an AS Pensacola.
Okay, after three hurricanes hit the state in 24, Florida lawmakers gave final approval on Friday to a bill that would make changes involving debris removal and rebuilding storm-damaged homes. The House voting 106-0 and the Senate voting 34-1 to approve a Senate Bill 180. That bill now awaits Governor DeSantis' signature. The bill would require local governments to create at least one debris management site, instructional plans about the post-storm permitting processes, establish what are known as mutual aid agreements to bring in help from elsewhere, and to set plans for staffing after those storms.
Yeah, hurricane season on the horizon, so it's good to keep
all
that in mind.
Motion now.
Yeah, it's good to keep that stuff in mind in this neck of the woods. Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some of the biggest stories happening across your nation today right here on News Radio 92.3.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock, for the threats you can't control, terms apply.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
that was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So she said, what's the problem, baby? What's the problem? I don't know. Well, maybe I'm in love.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, 624 News Radio 92.3. We are watching that money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
Stocks finishing lower amid tariff concerns, and as comments from President Trump and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent provided little clarity as to whether any trade deals were in the works. The president's Oval Office meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney this afternoon did not produce any immediate results. Investors are also remaining cautious as the Fed kicks off its two-day policy meeting with a decision on interest rates Wednesday afternoon. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Salesforce, and Verizon. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Amgen, and United Health. The Dow down 390 points, the Nasdaq lower by 155, S&P 500 down 43. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President Trump is daring California Governor Gavin Newsom to run for president in 2028. Speaking from the Oval Office earlier today, Trump initially said he doesn't think he'll be running, but then added, I hope he runs. Trump referred to Newsom as new scum.
All right, 625. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Well, nothing much going on the roads from what I can see here, Chris. Thank you for staying safe out there this afternoon and evening. Let's see. Please continue to stay safe if you're on the roads out there, because it's going to have about a 50% chance of rainfall later tonight with the low of 70. Right now it's 76 degrees. Heading into tomorrow, that rainfall chance ain't going anywhere. It's going to be a high of 80 and a low of 69. And actually, the next several days into your weekend are expected to have some pretty severe chances of rain.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Catholic Cardinals are making final preps before meeting to select the new Pope this week. Lauren Green is in Rome, has this story.
This will be the last day that we even get a glimpse of what the 133 cardinal electors are even looking for before they're cloistered away at the Vatican. And the cardinals arrived this morning for their final general congregation, the meetings where they get to know each other and discuss the needs of the Catholic Church, find out who among them is a papabile or popable. Media here are more interested in who among the cardinals is emerging as a front runner, many asking about Cardinal Tagle of the Philippines, who's been dubbed the Asian Pope Francis. Meanwhile, members of the Vatican staff who will be working for the conclave were sworn to secrecy. Cooks, cleaners, doctors, nurses, anyone in contact with the cardinals were threatened with excommunication if the oath is violated.
And the University of Alabama's Faculty Senate has passed a new resolution that calls on university leaders to reaffirm their support for academic freedom. It comes on the heels of President Trump's visit to the Tuscaloosa campus last Thursday to deliver the commencement address to the graduating class of 2025. In the resolution, members reiterated the defense of academic freedom to engage with a variety of viewpoints. The resolution also called on the university to work to produce socially conscious and ethically well-rounded leaders.
Well, they said he was going to do it. The Trump administration announcing they have cut off federal grants to Harvard. Alexis McAdams has more from NYC.
The Trump administration saying now Harvard has made a mockery of higher education, telling the Ivy League school can now use its own money, saying we're not giving you any more. Use your big endowment instead of taxpayer cash. As President Trump says, the school has become a hotbed of anti-Semitism. On Monday, Secretary of Education Linda McMahon sent a scathing letter to Harvard's president, saying the school is engaging in a systemic pattern of violating federal law, explaining that Harvard will not get another federal research grant until it meets a series of demands, asking where many of these students come from, who are they, how do they even get into Harvard or even into our country, and why is there so much hate on that campus?
And one of the biggest problems with this advancement of AI just became a little bit more glaring. A Texas public school teacher has been busted for allegedly collecting a huge stash of child porn involving artificial intelligence. Carl Inman taught fifth grade in Austin, Texas. The newly unsealed indictment says the 50-year-old was downloading the perverted pictures to his home computer. Federal investigators say that he was also using AI to create child porn that depicted kids in a classroom. It was made using real pictures of his own students.
News Radio 92.3, Bands on the Beach, kicking off at about 35 minutes from right now. Over on the island, the astronauts on the stage tonight. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy discusses operational issues at Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey. And what comes next? Here's Grinnell Scott.
Secretary Duffy told Fox's Martha McCallum the overhaul of air traffic control systems he plans to announce in light of Newark's issues has President Trump's approval and will be comprehensive.
Brand new radar systems. We need new radios. We need new sensors on tarmacs.
But as urgent as Duffy says it is, he adds it will also take time, as much as 4 years, for the retrofit. He says more controllers on the ground are also needed. Even so, Duffy says right now the system is safe.
But I go out 7 years, 5 years, 10 years. I'm not sure about that.
Money to fix the system must be appropriated by Congress. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And speaking of airplanes, the FAA says that two United Airlines planes clipped wings at San Francisco International Airport. Happened just after midnight local time on Tuesday. A United flight heading to Australia was pushing off from a gate when the tip of its right wing hit the left wing of a plane heading to Hong Kong. No injuries were reported, and the passengers were able to deboard both planes without any issue.
All right, well, we're talking about flying here. Very important day tomorrow, Austin. Federal government's going to begin enforcing the National Real ID Law tomorrow. Federal agencies will accept only state-issued driver's license and IDs that meet real ID requirements. Now, listen, if your driver's license or ID card has the gold star in the upper right corner, you are good to go. And mentioned this last hour, the lines were long today at DMV.
That is true.
People trying to get those new identification pieces in place.
And Wall Street veteran Frank Bisignano is being confirmed as the new head of the Social Security Administration. The Senate voted 53-47 on Tuesday to confirm him. His nomination drew strong pushback from Democrats after the Trump administration called for a reduction to the Social Security Administration's workforce by 7,000 positions, as well as the closure of dozens of offices across the country. Bisignano has also denied that the Trump administration secretly intended to privatize the agency.
Okay, Pensacola Beach, a little safer this beach season. Beachgoers are now finding those new rescue tube devices located along the coastline. The tube is a portable flotation device that anybody can grab, throw to a struggling swimmer who might be in distress. Coming up, we're going to take a look at some sports in 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. India has fired missiles into Pakistan as violence again breaks out in the disputed region of Kashmir. Fox's Julian Turner reports.
The Indian government is confirming the strikes in a statement saying our actions have been focused, measured, and non-escalatory in nature. These strikes following an April 22nd terror attack that targeted Hindu tourists in Indian-controlled Kashmir, a majority Muslim region. 25 Hindu civilians were killed.
A Pakistani official says retaliatory strikes have been launched. President Trump has welcomed Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney to the White House. The two have sparred over tariffs and Trump's threat to make Canada into the 51st state. But Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports the two appear to have a more cordial meeting.
Carney called Trump's willingness to negotiate a new USMCA progress, announcing plans to meet again at the G7 in June.
America's listening to Fox News.
This commercial is for people like you. People who enjoy taking long hot showers, who never want to run out of hot water ever again. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we are pleased to offer natural gas tankless water heaters. With a natural gas tankless water heater, you'll be able to save space, money, and energy every month. Plus, never run out of hot water. You could qualify for significant rebates from your hometown gas provider just for replacing your existing water heater with a natural gas tankless water heater. You're just a quick phone call away from endless hot water. Time is limited, so call Barbieri Plumbing for all the details. And remember, Barbieri Plumbing always uses the flat rate pricing system, so you'll know exactly what you will pay before the work begins. Call Barbieri Plumbing today, 850-477-8782.
License RF 1106-7749.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, first up here, Governor Ron DeSantis wants UWF to return a woke $800,000 federal grant to train teachers. DeSantis said on Monday, no Florida college or university should be focused on social justice or woke ideology over a classroom education. The investigation uncovered UWF's activity engaged in training math and science teachers on how to promote social justice and cultural responsiveness in local classrooms. UWF officials are looking into the grants.
Here we are looking at number two this afternoon. Apartments are once again being planned for the Hawkshaw property in downtown. At Monday's Community Redevelopment Agency board meeting, members voted to approve the 2017 development agreement for the 2.2-acre block. This is across Romana Street from Admiral Mason Park and Vets Memorial Park. Unlike previous versions of the agreement, the city now has a buyback clause if the project fails to move forward.
All right, and your third and final top three story. Veterans, active duty military service members, and their dependents will find it easier to enroll in classes at Pensacola State College. PSC opened its new Veteran and Military Family Service Center on Monday. The center will serve as a full-service provider for veterans and military-affiliated students. PSC President Ed Meadows says that the college has been designated a military-friendly college for over 15 years now and was selected a military spouse-friendly college this year.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
You had cut it to one three times down the stretch until you finally won it.
Great poise. Great poise with this team.
Denver Nuggets forward Aaron Gordon with TNT, the hero of Game 1 of the Western Conference semifinal series against the league-best Oklahoma City Thunder, who led Denver by 11 points with 4.5 minutes left before the Nuggets outscored the Thunder the rest of the way, 19-6.
7 seconds left. Westbrook, 5 seconds. They're down by one. Gordon got it! Deep shot. Williams, three-quarter court. No good. The Nuggets steal game one. That's a winner for Aaron Gordon. 121-119.
On TNT, Nuggets won the opener against the Thunder, whose Chet Holmgren missed two foul shots with under 10 seconds left, which opened the door for Denver. Nikola Jokic with 42 points and 22 rebounds. In defeat, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 33 for the Thunder, who will host Game 2 tomorrow.
In the corner, Bridges, three, bullseye! It's a six-point New York lead in overtime.
On TNT, not only did Mikal Bridges make that shot, he stole the basketball from the Celtics' Jalen Brown in the waning moments of Game 1 to give the Knicks a most improbable victory, 108-105. New York trailed by 20 points in the second half. Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby each scored 29 for New York, which outscored Boston by 9 in the fourth quarter to force overtime. Boston missed a playoff record 45 three-pointers. Game 2 is tomorrow in Boston.
Time running out of Florida.
Sportsnet, William Nylander scored twice in the first period and assisted on another goal. Maple Leafs beat the Panthers 5-4 in Game 1. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Well, the NBA playoffs featuring two games on the slate tonight. Cavaliers hosting the Pacers for Game 2 of that series, trying to even it up 1-0. And got the Timberwolves starting their series against the Golden State Warriors. And also on the NHL side of things, Washington Capitals hosting the Hurricanes to start their series. And we got another Game 1 between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Edmonton Oilers.
6:39, News Radio 92.3, Philadelphia Eagles star quarterback Jalen Hurts has been ripped and is continuing to be ripped by fans on social media for attending the Met Gala on Monday when he did not attend the White House during the Eagles' recent visit to celebrate their Super Bowl win. Hurts did not attend the Eagles' Super Bowl celebration with President Trump due to, as he says, scheduling conflicts. NBA Coach of the Year has been announced. Here's Joe Morgan.
Kenny Atkinson has had quite the impact on the Cavaliers. In his first season as head coach in Cleveland, Atkinson led the Cavaliers to an Eastern Conference best 64 wins, 16 more than last year, and a number one seed in the playoffs. And he's been rewarded. The NBA named Atkinson the Coach of the Year on Monday, becoming the third Cavaliers coach to win the award, joining Bill Fitch and Mike Brown. The Cavaliers lost the opening game of their second round series on Sunday, falling to the Pacers at home. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the worlds of sports and politics colliding on Capitol Hill. A hearing led by Senator Ted Cruz is looking at the rise of streaming services that carry the games. The Texas Republican says that in the late 60s, Congress passed the Sports Broadcasting Act. It gave leagues antitrust immunity when it came to negotiating broadcasting deals. That could be changing, though, as the NFL is accused of being too aggressive with its growing streaming strategy, which offers games on new nights.
6:41, News Radio 92.3, an American climber has died on one of the world's largest peaks. Jonathan Savage has that report.
Alexander Panko was trying to conquer Mount Makalu in Nepal when he died. The 39-year-old, who was from Chicago, was descending between camps during acclimatization when he suffered from suspected cardiac arrest. Nepal's mountaineering department says they're now trying to bring his body down from the slopes of the world's fifth highest peak. Panko is described as being a highly experienced climber. He had leukemia and was raising money to help youngsters with blood cancer at Chicago's Lurie Children's Hospital. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. At one point last night, it felt like the New York Knicks were going to lose by 40 points, but Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby then started the charge on a 20-point comeback and probably should have won the game in regulation. And in overtime, the Knicks' big offseason acquisitions of Mikal Bridges and Karl-Anthony Towns were phenomenal to secure the stunning Game 1 victory. Let's also not forget to throw some respect on Tom Thibodeau's name because the defensive substitutions were sensational and a big reason why the Boston Celtics didn't win Game 1. I'm Zach Gelb.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers.
eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay, things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's health news.
All right, let's see. Looking at some health notes here. Study shows increased tax income is connected with the chances of dying from cancer. It shows as tax income increases, so does the increase in cancer screening rates, as well as a decrease in cancer mortality rates. Researchers used tax data from a recent 23-year-old period for their study. It shows for every $1,000 increase in tax revenue per capita, that population had a more than 1.5% increase in colorectal cancer screening and a 2% increase in breast cancer screening.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. President Trump signing a number of health-related executive orders at the Oval Office today. Jackie Heinrich at the White House with the details.
Healthcare was the big primary focus. One of the biggest executive orders that the president signed has to do with banning gain-of-function research, federal funding for gain-of-function research, which he says is responsible for the COVID pandemic. The order also empowers U.S. research agencies to identify and eliminate funding for other biological research that they say could pose a hazard to public health or safety.
And the CDC announcing a multi-state outbreak of salmonella involving backyard poultry in six states. Seven people have reportedly gotten sick from contact with infected ducks or chickens. CDC health experts offering tips for reducing risk of salmonella, saying wash your hands for 20 seconds after touching birds, their supplies, or collecting eggs. They also recommend using a pair of dedicated boots or shoes for your chicken coop and taking them off before entering your house.
And Lisa Brady has more on that story.
Federal health officials say at least seven people have been sickened in six states, all with the same strain of salmonella after contact with backyard poultry. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention still investigating the specific source, but saying it's a type of salmonella traced to hatcheries in the past. An outbreak linked to backyard poultry that ended last year spread to 48 states and more than 400 people, including one death. Two of the new cases are in Missouri, and there's one each in Florida, Illinois, Utah, Wisconsin, and South Dakota. The CDC recommends washing hands for 20 seconds after touching birds or their supplies or collecting eggs, and using a pair of shoes or boots in the coop that are not worn in the house. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And we're celebrating some pretty important people today. It's National Teacher Appreciation Day. In addition, it's also National Nurses Day, marking the first day of National Nurses Week. The week ends May 12th on the birthday of the late Florence Nightingale, who is widely regarded as the founder of modern nursing.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together. How's it going?
Well, the roads are going pretty good, Chris. Not too much from what, not too many issues from what I'm seeing. If you are dealing with backups out there, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. Thank you for staying safe this evening, and please continue to do so, because 76 degrees right now, low of 70 tonight, but we're going to see some rainfall chances increase throughout the evening that will bleed into your Wednesday, where the high will be 80 degrees and the low will be 69. And speaking of your weather on a local scale, we are going to have rainfall in this area, or at least steady chances of it, over the course of the next several days into your weekend.
Okay, and of course, in just a couple of weeks here, hurricane season will be on us, and the folks over at NOAA getting all ready and prepared. And as a matter of fact, they're awaiting new high-tech aircraft to track storms ahead of the season. Brandy Campbell, she's in Lakeland this afternoon, files this story.
This Tuesday, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration shows us what tools they have available to help pinpoint the strength and track of any storms to develop this hurricane season. On Fox Weather, we're getting a close-up look at the P3 Hurricane Hunter aircraft and the tools on board. We're also learning about what's coming soon as the next generation of Hurricane Hunter aircrafts are in the works. Captain Nate Kahn spoke with us about them.
They are C-130 Hercules aircraft that will be contracted to be modified to basically replace our fleet to ensure our capability still exists.
He says those will likely be phased in around 2030. In Lakeland, Florida, I'm Brandy Campbell for Fox Weather.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and top trade official Jamison Greer will meet with Chinese leadership in Switzerland this week regarding tariffs. The president saying earlier today that China wants to meet and that the U.S. will do so at the right time. Advanced Micro Devices reported first fiscal quarter earnings today that surpassed expectations, offering a strong forecast for current quarter revenue. Shares of AMD were up 4% in extended trading. Electronic Arts topped fiscal fourth quarter bookings estimates today, and shares rose roughly 7% on the news during trading. The video game maker said it expects bookings to range between $7.6 and $8 billion for fiscal 2026. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow falling nearly 400 points, the S&P dropped 43, and the NASDAQ was down more than 150. Crude oil futures for June under 60 a barrel. That's your money now.
Okay, shipping from China has slowed as tariffs began to take effect. Max Gordon has more from the Port of Los Angeles on News Radio 92.3.
Here at the Port of Los Angeles, a steep dive in ship traffic. Much fewer ships are now arriving from China because of 145% tariffs placed by the Trump administration. Here's the Port of LA's executive director, Gene Soroka, on what he's seeing.
This week, our business on the import side is down 35% compared to the same time last year. The ships coming in have the tariff applied first time as they arrive from Asia.
As of 2023, the U.S. was China's top export destination, exporting $436 billion worth of goods to the United States. Now other countries are seeing surges in trade as retailers stock up amid a 90-day tariff pause on most countries aside from China. At the Port of Los Angeles, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
And President Trump says he's not paying for a high-speed rail line between L.A. and San Francisco. Speaking from the Oval Office, Trump cited billions of dollars in cost overruns and called it totally out of control. He says he's instructed the Department of Transportation to rescind about $4 billion in federal funds earmarked for the California project. Trump joked that it would cost less to shuttle people between the two cities in limousines.
649 News Radio 92.3, the Navy's Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral James Kilby, spoke recently at a Washington, D.C. Defense Conference about the Navy's priorities. Kevin Yurinsky has more in this Securing America.
Admiral Kilby said we are quickly reaching a key turning point in time for control of the seas and beyond.
We are responding to a call from our adversary, China, who said we want to be ready in 2027. Therefore, the United States Navy, and I would argue our military, must be ready.
Admiral Kilby says for the Navy, the key is not only building more ships, but making sure what we already have is ready to go.
80% combat surge ready aircraft, submarines, and ships.
The admiral says America and its allies have to create dilemmas and problems for the Chinese to deal with. Kevin Yurecki, Fox News.
Yeah, many parents are rethinking the number of children they can afford due to rising costs associated with raising children. According to a recent LendingTree survey, 77% of respondents said that raising children has been more expensive than they expected, and 46% of parents with young children said that they have fewer kids due to financial constraints. LendingTree says the cost of raising a child is nearly $300,000, and data shows that the annual cost of raising a child has jumped 36% over the past 2 years.
Yeah, but the experience is priceless, I'll tell you that. The Treasury Secretary saying the IRS is becoming more efficient. Jenny Casola has the numbers.
We have successfully cut $2 billion from the IRS IT budget.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells a House Appropriations Subcommittee IRS information technology is operating better without any operational disruptions.
We achieved these cost savings by eliminating, renegotiating, and de-scoping wasteful IT and professional services contracts, and addressing longstanding inefficiencies.
Bessent says the IRS will be automating more processing of paper forms, and he expects artificial intelligence to enhance IRS collections. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
6:51, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return, we'll get some more frivolous notes for you, some pop culture headlines as we ease you into the end of this 6 o'clock hour and this evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the Escambia County plan to fund five new or rehabilitated fire stations, the conflict between the county and the Escambia Children's Trust over whether almost $500,000 ought to go to some program or ought to go to parks and streetlights and sidewalks. Talked with Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker about several of the economic development projects going on, continuing to go on in Santa Rosa County. And Sheriff Simmons stopped by to talk about law enforcement in Escambia County. Listen to all the conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Learn how to drive, you moron!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's pop culture news.
6:53. Country music stars getting special recognition later this week. This is good. Michelle Polino has the story on News Radio 92.3.
Keith Urban is set to receive the prestigious Triple Crown Award at the 60th Annual ACM Awards. The honor will be presented during Thursday's ceremony, marking an achievement only 11 previous artists have attained. The Triple Crown recognizes artists who have won New Artist, Artist of the Year in their category, and Entertainer of the Year. Urban qualified with wins in 2001, 05, 06, and 2019. Urban becomes the first non-American Triple Crown winner. Born in New Zealand and raised in Australia, Urban kicks off his High and Alive World Tour May 22nd in Orange Beach, Alabama. The ACM Awards are hosted by Reba McEntire. They stream live on Prime Video at 8 Eastern Thursday. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, Chris, I told you back in the 4 o'clock hour, you know, we talked about sovereignty not participating in the Preakness. So
yes, we did.
At least Keith Urban will get a Triple Crown. Yeah, knee slapper. All right.
All right. Fresh off an announced delay of a year, Rockstar Games is repositioning Grand Theft Auto 6 with a second trailer. Have you run into, I've run into a lot of people that are upset about this.
Well, a lot of people were just like, because there's a very popular gaming streamer. His name is his name's Case, but he goes by Queso.
All right.
But he said, no game is worth 13 years waiting for. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people are coming to that conclusion, and that's got developers a bit scared. So with them recently changing the date, they're trying to kind of revive interest and trying to just let you know, hey, listen, just making it official. This is the date. Please don't be angry.
Okay, as that is said, Eamon Digman has more on this story.
Unlike the first trailer, which introduced one of the protagonists, Lucia, this time we follow her lover, Jason.
I'm here for Lucia Caminos. She's supposed to be getting out.
What's your name?
Jason Duvall.
I've seen you here before.
You might have.
The story starts with Jason Duvall and Lucia Caminos in the middle of a criminal conspiracy stretching across the state of Leonida, a fictional stand-in for Florida, when an easy score goes wrong. We learn about Lucia's time in prison, the crime happening in Vice City, the stand-in for Miami, and their heists and love story. The game expected to release in May 2026. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
655. Okay, Pensacola, Austin Price is looking at your weather. Local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Chris. Yeah, roads looking clear. Thanks for staying safe out there. Typically pretty smooth sailing this time every evening anyway. But looking at the weather here, 76 degrees, low of 70, so not bad temperatures, but we are going to have about a 50% chance of showers later tonight, and that will increase as we head into your Wednesday. And, man, the next several days are going to be rainy, but Wednesday's high is going to be 80 with a low of 69.
Let me preface that by saying I think you're going to be okay for bands on the beach tonight. I don't think we're going to see precept out there. I'm saying that to cover my bases because that's where I'm getting ready to load the car and head to the beach.
Yeah, you're wishful thinking over there.
I'm going to go check out the astronauts tonight over on the island. It's always a fun thing over there. And I love also seeing our sister station, Cat Country, over there.
Yep.
They do a
every Tuesday.
Yeah, they do a bang-up job on the island. A California teen is making headlines, getting a head start on his college education. Christian Goodwin has more on this.
At just 13 years old, Sonny Nguyen of San Jose says he's been accepted to more than 100 colleges.
I think the most exciting part is like just seeing what's going to happen next.
Telling Fox's KTVU in the Bay Area, he's interested in artificial intelligence and hopes to major in computer science. His father, Tommy Nguyen, says Sonny has always been special, the oldest of five children who loves math, helping his son apply to schools.
Every school is giving him something. You know, some school is giving him over $100,000 in scholarship.
He says Tommy has been awarded more than $3 million in scholarships, accepted to universities including UC Berkeley and UC San Diego. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I'm wondering how that dad gets around with blowing the horn about that one kid and he's got four others, how he explains it.
I don't know.
As a father, that's what I'm saying. How do you get around that one? I'm not being a little prejudiced to the one.
Yeah, not being not picking favorites. You know,
that's not a good road to go down.
You see one of the kids stand out with potential, you got to take advantage.
Been there, done that. What's next? I've been down that road.
And the lineup for this year's Austin City Limits Music Festival is out now. Sabrina Carpenter, Hozier, I think is how you say his name, but I could be saying it wrong, and Doja Cat are among the headliners. Other top acts include Luke Combs, The Strokes, and Doechii. The first weekend of ACL will take place October 3rd through the 5th, followed by the second weekend, October 10th through the 12th. Passes are on sale today.
Okay, I've waited. I've read about it. I'm ready. Paul McCartney's animated film has now finally got their cast. Michelle Pollino has more on this story.
Celine Dion, Himesh Patel, and Hannah Waddingham are set to voice characters in Paul McCartney's animated film, High in the Clouds. Idris Elba, Lionel Richie, and Ringo Starr have also joined the 3D animated feature. The film adapts McCartney's popular children's book. The story follows a teenage squirrel on a quest to liberate music after accidentally starting a revolution against a bossy diva owl who has banned all music from his town. The film explores themes of family and freedom of expression through music. McCartney himself has written original songs for the film. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Okay, for Austin Price, I'm Chris Bryan. We'll do it all again 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Be with us. This is News Radio 92.3. Have a great evening, everybody.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.